Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and today we will be studying Perek Ches, Chapter 8. Sha'ar Yashuv and Emmanuel were born last Perek as symbols of trust in Hashem during a politically stressful time for Ahaz. Our Perek continues with Hashem instructing Yeshayahu to take a scroll and write clearly for everyone to understand and see Maher Shalal Chashbaz, which means hurry the booty, plunder quickly. Maher Shalal Chashbaz is the name Yeshayahu is also meant to name his child in Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Unlike Sha'ar Yashuv and Emmanuel, which are more hopeful, positive names, Maher Shalal Chashbaz warns of the impending attacks. According to Rashi, Maher Shalal and Chashbaz are actually hinting at two different enemies and invasions. Maher Shalal is referring to Sancheirev's attacks when he took the 10 tribes in northern Israel into Galus, what we now refer to as the 10 lost tribes. And Chashbaz is referring to Nebuchadnezzar, who attacked the southern Israel and eventually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Yeshayahu assigns two trustworthy witnesses who will testify this message, Uriah HaKohen and Zechariah. These two Nevi'im lived almost 100 years apart from each other, and neither one during Yeshayahu's lifetime. Uriah lived during Yirmiyahu's time period, so it makes sense that Uriah's Nevuah was a strong warning that if they do not do Teshuvah, destruction will occur soon. Zechariah lived before the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash, and his Nevuah was exceptionally hopeful and comforting about the reflourishing of the land of Israel. These two conflicting messages is what Rabbi Akiva held on to when he was walking with his contemporaries as they passed the site of the destroyed Beis HaMikdash. When a fox emerged from where the Kodesh HaKadoshim once stood, the others cried at this disgraceful scene. But Rabbi Akiva smiled, remembering Yeshayahu's two witnesses. Yes, there was the prophecy of Uriah that ultimately became their worst nightmares. But there's also the prophecy of Zechariah, foretelling of the rebuilding of the land and the Jewish people. If this one came true, so will this one. His contemporaries agreed and said, Akiva nichamtanu, Akiva, you comforted us. Here, as Yeshayahu needs to give the difficult message of Maher Shalal Chashbaz, he already plants the seeds of hope through partnering Uriah with Zechariah, the destruction and the redemption. Yeshayahu continues in Psukim 7:6-7, which teaches us that the people rejected the Mei HaShiloach, the waters of Shiloach, and will therefore have to face the storming, raging waters of the king of Ashur. The Mei HaShiloach was a water source for those living in southern Israel and Yerushalayim. The waters of the spring flowed slowly. Yeshayahu is telling the people, you could have drank from the Mei HaShiloach, the kind, soft, and gentle wake-up calls of the great kings who tried to inspire an appreciation and love for Torah. But you rejected this approach. And so, raging waters, the invasion of enemies, will take over the land. Pasuk Yud, verse 10, are famous words we say at the end of the Aleinu Tefillah. Utsu Eitza V'Sufar, Dabru Davar V'lo Yakum Ki Emmanuel. Draw up a plan, but it will be defeated. Discuss any matter, but it will not endure, for God is with us. Notice the end of the Pasuk, the name Emmanuel. This Pasuk is similar to the words of Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei, where he says, Rabos machshavos believe ish, v'atzas Hashem hi takum. Man has many thoughts and plans in his heart, but ultimately Hashem's plan prevails. It's like the Yiddish expression, der Mensch tracht und Gott lacht, which means man plans and God laughs. Ahaz, you, like so many others, are manipulating political partnerships and allies, but Hashem's plans will override any of your schemes. The irony is that if Ahaz surrendered to Hashem, he would have prevailed politically. Had he humbled himself, he would have been honored. These words are directed at the plans of the enemies. Jews held on to these words for strength and comfort during their exile experience. We know this because when Haman left Ahasuerus' palace, he saw Mordechai running after three children who were coming home from school. Haman and his entourage followed Mordechai to see what was going to happen. When Mordechai caught up with the children, he asked them what they learned in school that day. And the first boy quoted a pasuk from Mishlei, Al tira mipachad pitom umishoas rasham ki tavo, which essentially means not to fear the terror of evil people. The next boy said he learned our pasuk in school that day. Utsu eitza v'tufar zabru zavar v'lo yakum ki imanu el. They plan with strategies and tactics, but ultimately it will not be successful because Hashem is with us. The final boy quoted another pasuk from Yeshayahu with a similar theme. When Mordechai heard that this is what the boys were learning in school, he laughed and was deeply happy. Haman was so confused seeing Mordechai laughing and smiling. He should be panicked by the decree he just had Ahasuerus sign to annihilate the Jewish people. So Haman decided to approach Mordechai and ask, "Why are you so happy to hear what these children told you?" And he said, "Because they taught me I do not need to be afraid of your plans." And ultimately, they were right. Verses 13 and 14 repeat this exact message. The world runs on midah keneged midah. Et Hashem tzvakot oto takdishu. If you are mekadesh Hashem, if you trust, rely, and are committed to Hashem, v'haya lemikdash, He will be a sanctuary for you. Yeshayahu was then told by Hashem to write his prophecies and messages and bind them up for his students. The parak began with Yeshayahu writing a public message for everyone to see. But here, Yeshayahu is writing a private message for his students. Hashem is comforting Yeshayahu that even though during his lifetime people are ignoring his messages and his inspiration, his students will listen to everything he said. His generation might not listen, but future generations will continue to learn and listen to his messages. In Pasuk Yod Zayin, verse 17, Yeshayahu says, V'chikiti laHashem hamasir panav mibeit Yaakov v'kiviti lo. Wait for Hashem who will hide his face from the Jewish people. Wait for him. Yes, there will be years where we witness the messages of Uriah, time periods of destruction, pain, and exile, the years Hashem hides his face from us. But do not give up hope that the messages of Zechariah will also come true and that Hashem will redeem us. Enemies will soon come who will be aggressive in their attacks and fierce in their hatred, but never give up hope that Hashem will rebuild the Jewish land and the Jewish people. As we say in the 12th Ani Ma'amin, Ani Ma'amin be'emuna shalema be'vias ha-mashiach v'afal pi she'yisma me'a im kol ze achaka lo b'chol yom she'yavo. I believe with complete faith in the coming of Mashiach. And even though it may take long, nevertheless, I yearn for his coming every day. Thank you for studying together, Li'iloi Nishmat, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.